Okay, this is Sunday morning. This is the 11th of March 2018. And I have a word first. I guess this could be the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And then we're going to get into the teaching. Then I think I have a word at the end. So I just kind of bring it in the way it kind of comes. So this is called Reverse the Curse. My way of living is reverse of how the world lives. My ways are higher. My thoughts are higher. The curse is low life. Low life thinking is what has the world in crisis mode. So they're all a bunch of low lives. If you don't have that higher thinking, Jesus way, I want to teach you to walk in my ways, the kingdom ways, to have my way of thinking about everything. I was thinking about it this morning. The Lord quickened a scripture to me. He said, you know why I told the rich young ruler that he needed to give up everything to have the true riches? Because it is as a man casts a seed in the ground. He goes to bed, he gets up, the seed grows and it sprouts. Because this is how the kingdom operates. It's all about seed time and harvest. We've looked at that for a few weeks now, about how we advance in the kingdom of God. A lot of people think, well, if I let go of this, if I let go, then I won't have money to pay my bills. I'm getting a little bit of something. Oh, I know what it is. It's my hair. Sorry. Thank you, Lord. Forget about my hair. I was like a ditch digger out there. Thank you, Jesus. So everything's about seed time and harvest. Everything we want from God, we receive from God, is seed time and harvest. If we want the true kingdom in our life, then we're going to have to lay down the other. That's how God requires it. That's the way the kingdom operates. It's not because he's trying to be mean and take everything away from you. He's trying to get you to switch systems. You see that? This is how we reverse the curse. See, we're either going to walk in the spirit or walk in the flesh. But I was getting ready this morning, the Lord gave me that about the rich young ruler. He said, you know, people think, no, I can't let go of that. Okay. All right, as a man thinks, wait a minute, I want to teach you to walk in my ways, the kingdom ways. I have my way of thinking about everything. How many of you know, according to Isaiah 55, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, my ways than your ways. And when I speak a word, it doesn't return void. It always accomplishes the purpose we're to it sent. So if we can get our thinking in line with God's and speak like God speaks, and everything we speak to and endeavor to plant a seed towards will come up. It won't return void. I speak that over myself, that the words that I speak don't fall to the ground, but they accomplish the purpose whereto they're sent, whether it's financial or whether it's whatever, health. Wisdom about things. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The world and its ways have conformed them. In other words, the world system has conformed people's minds to thinking just one way, a certain way, when we know whose way that is. There's only one way out, renewing the mind. This is the true battlefield. This is what we go through. I guess if we'd have lived on an island and we had no bad influences in our life, and maybe all the thing on that island was a shack and food and water and a Bible, then maybe we would be people that never had any hang-ups, never had any conformity to the world. This is a true battlefield. Not the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, or the Marines, but the weapons of your warfare are the Word of God. Saul had his armor, but David had my Word. I want to teach you to walk like David. The house of Saul decreased and the house of David increased. This is what is going on. See, God is saying, okay, you've been pilot long enough. It's time for you to get out of the driver's seat and let me drive. A lot of people say, well, God's my co-pilot. Well, they've missed the point right there. God's not your co-pilot. He's pilot. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You will become so ingrained in the higher life, the high thinking, that you will not even give a second thought to the lower life, the lower thinking. And just be geared to go right into kingdom of God thinking and mode and just operate here. This is where Jesus operated. He didn't stop. He just flowed with the Father. You know, just wherever he went, whatever came up, he was in a constant flow with the Father all the time. John said, he must increase, I must decrease. Yes, this is how the mind of a child of God should be, and you will only know victory. Allow me to transform you. Come out of conformity, so the curse will be completely reversed in your life and all around you. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Not by the news. Oh God, not by the news. Well, that's on its way out, isn't it? Come up higher. I'm eager for you too. Let me complete the work that I have planned for you. The outcome will be so glorious that you'll wonder how you wasted so many years living the other way. See, right now he's just having to peel us a layer at a time, and it's painful. You're on the threshold of all things new, the way it's supposed to be for you, according to my plan. God has always had a good plan, always. I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, plans for good, not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. That is always God's way, always and foremost, will be always. You're on the threshold. Okay, I read that. You've lived most of your life up to this point because of the conformity of the world in your life. Most of what we've lived to, what the Lord's saying, most of what we've lived our lives have been because of the conformity of the world from a child up to this point. All right, no more, no more. Hear the Spirit say, for this is a new day. Days of power and glory and victory. Open doors that no man can shut. Fear not, I'm with you. Do not despair. Keep following my Spirit and all will be well. You will trust me like you used to trust the world system. That's how you'll just, it's by nature, you just go God's way. You just don't even think about even entering into get on Satan's frequency at all. You'll be on God's frequency all the time. The kingdom of God operates by words. Right thinking will cause you to speak the right words. And that's why we have to renew our mind. See, the renewing of the mind process shows you God's will. Then it goes on, it places you in your place in the body of Christ, the grace, motivational gifts. See, it all, when we start getting that thinking right, we begin to know God's will, and then we start getting where we belong and we fit, and then we start flowing. It's all about renewing the mind, every bit of it. I never knew I really had a call. I did when I was a teenager. I felt like I had a call, but back then, the Baptist church you went to, you were either a missionary. If you were a woman, you had to be a missionary because you ain't going to let you preach in the church or teach in the church unless it was kids. So at that time, you know, I thought, well, I guess I'm going to be a missionary. Well, then kind of dropped that ball, and it wasn't until I was nearly 40 years old that I realized what the Lord wanted me to do. But it came because I got in the Word, and the Word began to renew my mind to where I could actually hear about what He wanted me to do. This is that Word I gave you Sunday. I just wrote you a copy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right. You can go ahead and...